Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In some developing news in high school football, Warren D. LaSalle has decided to cancel their playoff game with Birmingham Groves in the first round of the MHSAA playoffs tomorrow. It's after school officials have become aware of a hazing incident involving the team and its players this week. According to the school, an investigation found the hazing is more pervasive than originally thought. De La Salle upholds the values of human dignity, good sportsmanship, and respect for all. The Pilots also coming off back-to-back state titles. From the Ticket Update Desk, I'm Ryan Woolley. For more, go to 971theticketandradio.com.
All right, 5 o'clock on a Halloween. We will get some of the people. But, you know, Ryan just brought that up, and I'm always fascinated at... You always get a story like this every year of a high school pulling out of state playoffs, a hazing. Those stories are interesting to me because, A, you think about not just the young men who were involved in it, but those who weren't. And now everything they've worked for is gone as De La Salle's pulling out of the playoffs. But the other issue is, where along the line did hazing become a part of sports and even a part of the acceptable culture? Like, now we're finding it unacceptable, but for decades, it was just a part of the deal. And it's fascinating to look at it and go, how did that ever become acceptable? And then now, knowing it's not acceptable, knowing it can cost you your season, cost you your career, cost you your college scholarship, if you do it in college, it can certainly put you in jail. Why does it persist? And we continue to read it, whether it's fraternity hazing, whether it's football hazing, lacrosse hazing. You see it every year. Young man dies in hazing incident. Four people brought up on charges for hazing of. And it's deeper than just, hey, we're getting taken out of the playoffs here. I mean, you're talking about being expelled from school. You're talking about being thrown out of the college you attend. If you have a scholarship and you're involved in hazing, you're going to lose that scholarship. Why do young people continue to do this? It's never made any sense to me. Let's just be very clear. I don't understand why. It is so clearly beyond the pale. It's something that no one tolerates any longer. It's something that no one is willing to overlook anymore. Why would you still knowingly do it? Why? And it still happens in mass. So whether you're a parent of a high school athlete, a parent of a college pledge, a parent of a college athlete, I mean, do you not look at these things the same way I do and go, what the F are we still, what are we doing? Why? And no, I'm not going to ask Sully, hey, did you get hazed? Because if he did, he wouldn't admit it.
I'd admit it.
No, but it's putting you in a bad spot because you played college athletics. The point is simple. This De La Salle thing is just getting started. It's more pervasive than they imagined. They're pulling out of the playoffs. Warren De La Salle is a powerhouse football program. The fact that they're pulling out of the playoffs tells you this is a really nasty deal and a lot more details are going to come out. That's a shame. And I feel bad for the players and coaches and people who didn't do anything wrong, weren't a part of this. That's awful. And for the people that were, what are you doing? What are you, insane? I mean, in that regard, decision-making-wise, it's no different than Joe Bocci. What are you doing? You know what the substances that you're allowed to have are. You got people in strength and conditioning that'll bullet point it and tell you yes and no, red light, green light. And if you were dumb enough to just take something willy-nilly, that's on you. And if you were duplicitous enough to go out there and be operating above the law, well, then guess what? You got popped. You brought shame to yourself, the program, your family, your teammates, the whole deal. It's no different decision-making-wise. Really isn't. You decide to get involved with hazing, you're acting like you're above the law. You decide to go get popped for PEDs, you're either marginally intelligent or you think you're above the law. It's really not that far off. 248-539-9797. So, listen, Go ahead. I mean, Sal, you seem amped to say
well,
it. Go ahead.
I want to be careful the way I say this. Okay, hazing's been going around for years. It has. And there's been a lot of stuff with hazing that hasn't been right, whether it's been in athletics, whether it's been in fraternities, whether it's been in the military. Hazing's always been around. Okay, but there has to be a threshold here. There has to be a level where something like this tells me with De La Salle, it had to cross something pretty damn serious. Let's be clear. This wasn't, hey, we're making the freshmen sing a song in front of the auditorium.
That's different.
This is not some sort of initiation thing like that. This tells me this was some sort of physical, I'm not gonna speculate everything, but some sort of certainly maybe some very...
Mike, just say across the line.
Racial, across the line, something. You know, it could have been anything. Point is, it had to have been something very serious to put an end to the season. And that stuff's what's unacceptable. I'm fine with little fun initiation stuff, but hazing and when it does cross that line where it just gets to a point where you're making the freshmen or the rookies or the new people to the fraternity, you're making them do stuff like that. I've heard all sorts of different stories. It does get a lot of out of control. I think that's
very
clear.
Why is it still part of it? Why is hazing still, knowing what the cost of it is, fraternities, college athletes, high school, why? Explain it to me. It is not, you can't act brand new and go, hey, we didn't realize, you know what, it was a part of acceptable, you know, culture. It's not anymore. Those days are long gone. How many stories you got to read before you just go, what are you doing here? Can you imagine derailing your life because of a hazing incident? It's just, it doesn't even make sense.
The reason it happens, Mike, is because, and this is the simplest way to put it, is because it's...
Because D'Antonio allows it.
Yeah.
Sign John and Rochester.
It's because it's been around. It's because this is how it's been. And this is the cycle of how it's been. So, yeah, what's happened when you're a freshman and you get hazed? Well, guess what? Now I'm a senior 4 years later, and I got to do that to the freshmen because I went through that, so they can go through that. It's been this cycle of that. So until that cycle just stops and breaks, it's going to keep going on.
So a couple of things for you in the 5 o'clock hour. De La Salle pulling out of the state playoffs. Hazing incident, more pervasive than they initially had thought. And also Joe Bocci, MSU's essential best player, popped for performance-enhancing drugs. He's done. They will appeal. I don't even know what the appeal process will matter for. He's done. And look, the intention of it doesn't matter. If you put something in your body that isn't on the approved list, you're not intelligent. You're careless. You're reckless. That's on Bocci. If you were knowingly doing it, well, then it's just you're acting like you're above the law and you've disgraced yourself in the program. There's no out for Bocci. It's just there's no out. And it's just another, the hits keep on coming for D'Antonio in what is quickly becoming a John L. Smith 2006 kind of year or a Bobby Williams 2002 kind of year. It's going that way. And yes, at this point in time, I fully expect Illinois to come to Spartan Stadium and beat Michigan State. Yes. And Michigan will pummel Michigan State. This is the payback. This is the pound of flesh. And by that point, you lose those two games, there ain't no guarantee you're beating anybody. So I just, those are the two things available. I mean, Mike, is there anything else I need to throw in the mix?
No, I think that should be it for now.
Seems
absolutely
reasonable. All right, we'll go to Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Calling
what's
you
up?
From a rainy Bronx, New York.
Mikey, what's going on?
Hey, you know, I'm talk to David. On the screening, man, and I know you guys are kind of on topic with the MSU.
No, but what do you want to talk about? It don't matter what we're talking about.
It's Bob Quinn, man.
All right, let's hit it.
Look, indulge me for about a minute and 45 seconds here. I've been following the Lions for a long time, since I was a teenager, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I live in New York now, I'm still following them. I've heard you, I'm a fan of the show, heard you, you know, talk about the Lions in the past. Jim Caldwell had a lot of funny jokes about Caldwell, had a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, comments about his character flaws. Bob Quinn, right now, I'm expecting to hear SNL quality type jokes from you right now, Mike.
You missed yesterday's show, didn't you?
I'm in New York, so I can't listen live all the time. But let me just take you through. First, let's talk about when he first gets into Allen Park. He takes about 3 to 4 weeks to even meet with Caldwell. All right, that's a waste of time. Whether you're going to go with the guy, you like the guy or not, that's a waste of time. Let's go now. Spring 2017, NFL Draft 2017. He passes up Juju Smith twice. I'm sitting in front of my TV in New York watching the draft. Okay, I'm saying we need Juju Smith. I cheer for Penn State. I just watched Juju Smith torch our secondary in the Rose Bowl. I knew what Juju Smith was, and I knew he was a special talent. So we pass up on him twice, once for Jared Davis, who constantly misses assignments, can't sack the quarterback. He runs by the quarterback like Matador style every time I click on the TV. All right. Then we pass on Juju Smith for Keith Tabor. Where is he right now? All right. Let me continue. All right. Also passed up on Dalvin Cook at 41.
How about this year? He passed up on Brian Burns and Devin Bush and took a tight end. I got you.
You could have moved into – whether you like Caldwell or not, okay? He had some character flaws. But I don't see the leadership. I don't see the intuitiveness.
Yeah, Mike, I wish you had heard yesterday's show, and it's not your fault, obviously. You can't listen to every minute. But we dedicated about 3 hours to bagging on Bob Quinn. The idea that he's middle of year four – the idea that the roster is not objectively more talented than it was when he arrived, questionable draft picks, hated the trade deadline where they didn't pick a direction. No, Mike, we are with you on that. Bob Quinn can't get a free pass any longer.
But more importantly, I'm going into – because I listen to Sully and the things that he says about the team too. But more importantly, you could have moved into what I think was that kind of new wave of NFL offense where you really have three legit weapons on the outside. In the same draft, you could have had Schuster and Galladay in a time where Calvin Johnson had just shot the franchise, just
I can't do anymore, Mike. I can't. I tried. I love you. I can't. It's got to be a two-way street. I can't do it. And I get it. You're pissed. You labeled Juju a star. They didn't take him. I get it. We got to let that go. All right. Every GM's going to make a mistake. I'm trying to show you there's a pattern. I'm trying to tell you we discussed a lot of this stuff. No disrespect to you, my man. I appreciate the call from out of state. We can't do your 3 years ago draft recap top to bottom. All right. I can't. Mercy me. 97-1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.